Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My guest today doesn't know what to think of all of this. So first and foremost, we'll introduce Kyle Moore, our great GRDF director and state representative for the area. And welcome to the show, Mr. Kyle Moore. Glad to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here. First Monday of the month. It's always the best Monday of the month, Mary.
You betcha. You betcha. But our star of the show today is one Mr. Taylor Rakers. Have you ever been on the Mary Griffith Show before?
This is my first time.
Wow. Let the excitement just overwhelm you here.
Be nice to him, Mary.
I'll be nice. I'm always nice. So Taylor is here today to talk a little bit about junior achievement. But first, let's learn a little bit more about you. And you can move that microphone closer to you if you want. There you go. Because you're a tall man. I was sitting there all crunched over my little 5'3" frame. You've got to pull that microphone up. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Born and raised here in Quincy. I left to go to university and came right back home. So been here my entire life. I love everything about this community and about the tri-state area. And, you know, my wife and I, we have four wonderful children. And when I'm not doing junior achievement stuff, I'm either coaching their sporting events or I am running our flag football league that myself and some friends have put together. And we just... You know, everything we do, we try to better the community around us.
You look like you're a golfer, too. I see a Spring Lake Country Club. Or is that something you picked up at a yard sale?
Oh, no. I would love to golf more than what I do, but time dictates only a few times a year.
Okay. Well, you know, get your kids more involved in golf, and you can do that then.
Right.
That sounds good.
Right.
Maybe junior achievement will have a golfing, you know, something you can involved with golf, and then you can have even more excuses to golf.
Well, we do have a golf outing, but unfortunately, I'm in charge of running it to make sure it goes, so I don't get to play.
That's a sure way never to get to play. Well, we have you here today alongside GRDF because Junior Achievement is building new business people. And Kyle, you're obviously interested in entrepreneurs starting businesses in our area. So I'm going to let you take the lead, Kyle. Why is Taylor here specifically? What does this have to do with GRDF?
Well, we are very proud of the Great River Economic Development Foundation to team up for the first time. We hope it's first of many years for an event called Career Spark. And Junior Achievement has done career exploration days with area junior high students for years. And one of the things that we like to do at GRDF is to partner with organizations to really think about how we can develop future leaders, future entrepreneurs. And when Taylor and I and our team started looking at what are ways that we can, I don't know, maybe make it more of a hands-on day for junior high students. And so we are partnering with them for the first Career Spark, which will happen on March 19th at QU. And Taylor, I'll let you kind of take it away to talk about Career Spark and then also maybe how their Career Exploration Day has been in the past.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so in the past, it's very much been a lecture classroom-style format. So we would bring together, you know, 40 to 50 business professionals in a classroom-style setting, and the kids would get to select, you know, 9 or 10 business professionals to hear from about what their day-to-day looks like, what they do. And one of the things that, you know, we were seeing more and more of is, you know, this new generation is very visual. You know, they've grown up with the iPhone in their hands and the iPad.
They want to see what you're talking about.
Yes.
Not just describe it to me, but let me see it.
Yes. And so, you know, we've had this idea kind of percolating for a while, but knew we needed the right partner to take it away from a classroom style format and make it a interactive format so kids can see, touch, feel. And one of the things that, you know, I know GRDF loves and that we love and what makes the partnership work is we're not an organization that pushes you have to go to college, you have to do this, you have to do that. We really want students to find what they're passionate about, whatever it is. And, you know, we're not going to try to persuade a young person one way or another. We just want to know, what do you want to do? And let's help you get that path. Let's help you find that path. And so with this career fair, this Career Spark event, kids aren't just going to go see one or two or three speakers. They're going to see everything. They're going to, I think we have close to 30 vendors, 25, 30 vendors signed up already. And so the kids are going to get to go around and touch and feel and interact and climb inside some of this machinery and equipment and really just get to explore and see what is it like. Because I think sometimes, whether it's through television or our own brains or social media, we kind of get a romanticized view of what the job or the career is. And this way they can actually put their hands on it and see it and maybe kind of break down that barrier and have a little bit of reality of like, this is what a firefighter does. This is
right.
What it looks like, you know, or a welder or truck driver or a banker thing, you know, all
or
sorts of
Titan
careers.
Wheel makes wheels, but what do those wheels look like? They're rims mostly. Some of them are tires. I've always wondered, they have that big thing, home of the world's largest tire or wheel. I've always wondered, why don't you put it outside just for a month, display it in good weather so we can all see it, you know, something like that. U.S. cooler, I mean, having a man brew cave, what a cool thing, you know.
Yeah.
You need to, but can't bring that, maybe that big a thing there, but you can bring products. I mean, I think every time they open a tub of margarine, you know, they reach in the refrigerator and get a tub of margarine out. Does the concept occur to them that it might have been made right here in Quincy?
Well, Mary, one of the great things about this is we've encouraged all of our businesses that are attending to really have interactive experiences for the students. And so you're going to have like a simulation welder. You know, there's different things that the students are going to be able to do, games. And this is, you know, Mary, I think because of the first time we're covering this, I didn't really appreciate the coverage that Junior Achievement has. And we have, was it 300, 400 junior high students coming?
Yep.
400 from all around Illinois. And do we have any Missouri?
Nope.
No, just Illinois.
Yes, actually we do Kansas coming.
We do have one, yep. So 400 junior high students from across our region are coming into this, and I think it's going to be a pretty neat day for them.
Yep.
So Junior Achievement, let's get back to that for a minute too, because this is like a talk a little bit about what Junior Achievement does. I remember when I was young, I was in Junior Achievement. Tell me the grades that you're in Junior Achievement. What does that target?
So Junior Achievement as a whole goes all the way from pre-K through 12.
Okay, I think it was in fourth grade that I was in Junior Achievement. Okay.
Yeah, and so, but here locally, we really stick to the pre-K through 8. Several different reasons. One, you know, it is volunteer basis. You know, we are in over 150 classrooms just in Adams County.
Wow.
And so, you know, we're in every parochial school, every public school. And, you know, it's a huge endeavor, a huge volunteer activity. And so, you know, we would love to be at the high schools all across the area, but it just comes down to, you know, to person power. And but what we really focus on is entrepreneurship is a big thing of it. 40% of the kids who go through Junior Achievement at some point in time are involved in business ownership, which is fantastic. And I know Greta loves to hear that statistic.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is we're really trying to make the next generation of kids have a fundamental understanding of what is money. How should we properly be spending money? You know, we cannot spend money like the federal government in our own lives. We need to have, you know, a little bit better checks and balances system. And so really, you know, we're not a Dave Ramsey organization to where, you know, have to do this, have to do this, have to do this. We just want students to have an understanding of what is money, where does it go, how does it benefit us all, the benefits of saving, the benefits of earning, the benefits of, you know, philanthropy, and really just making sure that they have a basic understanding. Because, you know, I didn't realize it when I was a child, but some of those evenings where my dad was teaching me how to balance a checkbook and what is interest, you know, I was rolling my eyes at dad, but I didn't realize the valuable education that I got. And I also didn't realize that even kids in my own class, they weren't getting that kind of education. So really just making sure every student has a solid foundation with money.
I didn't know how to write a check till I went to the University of Illinois and I had to open a checking account. I had no idea how to write a check because I just paid for everything in cash, you know, and then my dad was there with me at Busey Bank saying, well, here's how you do it. And I thought that was the most complicated thing in the world. I have to write all that stuff out and write out, you know, 100 or whatever. But
yeah.
It was obvious that I was going to have to make my own way. You mentioned, you know, the kids understanding. The other thing they have to understand, and sometimes starting a business takes a lot of capital, depending on what kind of business you're starting. And so you may have to go out and seek some kind of loan for that. There may be a government loan for that. There may be that you don't want to get too far into the weeds. But, you know, if you're starting a dog walking business and you can use the leashes and collars already provided, you don't have much startup cost.
Correct.
But if you're going to be doing a dog grooming business, you have to buy some clippers and some shears, and you either have to save or you have to go to the bank and get some kind of capital to make that happen and then pay that back. And that has to all go into how much am I going to charge for my service and how many people will pay that. Because if you say, well, I need to charge $100 to make the profit, I want to be rich. If nobody wants to pay $100, you're not going to make any profit and you're not going to be rich. So is that a hard concept to explain to kids? I mean, money is a hard concept for some of them because it appears magically for mom and dad, it seems like. You know,
yeah,
like
concept for most adults.
Right. Yeah, so we don't go into the weeds. So, you know, at eighth grade, we really teach them, you know, okay, we have a course called It's My Business, and all the kids have to come up with a business idea. And so they'll come up with a prototype. They'll figure out what their target audience is. And then we'll ask them, you know, how are you coming up with the money? And there is a bank day involved. Now, we're not going to go in the weeds versus, you know, private investment, you know, adventure capitalism versus government.
I'm writing
government.
A note to Warren Buffett and asking him to finance the whole thing.
Yeah, but we do let them know that, you know, hey, there may be a possibility that you will need a business loan if you're wanting, you know, mm-hmm. something with some
or that you're going to have to put some of your profits right back into the business right away.
Taylor, what about BizTown? Can you walk us through that, the BizTown?
Yeah, so BizTown is, I would say if you are under 21, that is the experience that you remember most about Junior Achievement. And what that is that's an experience day. The students do a 13-lesson course before they go down to BizTown. And then
which is in St. Louis?
With Chesterfield.
Chesterfield,
in Chesterfield,
okay.
Yes. And then the day of their experience, they go down, and every student there has a job. You know, and some of the jobs are running the radio station. Some of the jobs are being the Ameren worker. You know, there's even a mayor job, Kyle,
I remember
And so they run their own city. Now we do have Junior Achievement staff and, you know, we have, you know, chaperones and parents there to assist, but the kids are in charge of running their own city for the day, and they get, you know, they get lunch breaks and they get paychecks and they have to go to the market and spend money where their classmates are still, you know, still working, and, you know, they buy their snacks with their money and things like that. And so, you know, and one of the things I love about that day and one of the things we point out to them ahead of time is every job's important, you know, no matter what the pay might be.
Mm-hmm.
And so inside the city, if one of those stations is closed, it throws a wrench into the whole day.
Yeah, if Ameren isn't available to come and you have a power outage, you're going to be down and your profitability that day is going to be very low when everything, you know, shuts down. Or if the mayor doesn't do his job and there's no legislation to make sure that they paid the police officers' salaries that time and armed robberies rampant. I mean, it doesn't take much to kind of show them and convince them that everybody has to work together. The wheels and the cog, you know, are constantly moving. And part of that is problem solving, too, because one of the biggest things that anybody will tell you about owning a business is once it's running smoothly, anybody can keep it kind of going, you know, just put a little oil in the gear every once in a while and everything's fine. It's when things start to go very wrong that children have to know there has to be a plan, a forethought out plan in advance. What will happen if? What if my employee doesn't show up for work? Or what if I'm selling apples and bananas for snack and the apple truck doesn't get here because the apple truck had a flat tire and now the guy who runs the tow truck has to... I mean, you could see how it all just folds together. I could see how the kids would be fascinated to see this chain of events.
Yes, yes. And the other thing, too, is, you know, there's always business people coming in and out. And the conversations that I love to have, the kids love to have, is with these entrepreneurs, yes, you are president, CEO, and founder, but on some days you are also the janitor, and some days you are also the amateur plumber, and some days you are also HR or, you know, disaster. You know, I mean, there's just because you're the boss doesn't mean you're not doing every or any other job
all
that's
aspects,
needed.
Correct.
I think that is one of the most important things you can teach people, is especially young children, that yes, we all, of course, hope we get promoted. We all hope that we have good salaries, but that all along the chain, and we'll start somewhere in the bottom usually, all along the chain, everyone's important. And I think, you know, the old true story about they're, you know, walking through NASA, through the Space Center, and President Kennedy stops and asks this guy, what do you do here? And he says, I helped put a man on the moon. Now, he was the janitor, but he was saying the truth. You know, these astronauts have to have a clean place to wash their hands after they have lunch. So I'm making it all happen. There's no job that's insignificant or unimportant. There are some jobs that are lesser paid than others. But, you know, I certainly wouldn't judge a teacher based on their pay as opposed to a Major League Baseball player as far as their worth to society. So, you know, little things like that, if you can teach them, of course it's always nice if you're trained and you can make the highest salary. But no matter where you are along the way, I mean, we all started out flipping hamburgers somewhere. You know, I mean, you know, everybody had to start somewhere, and every job is important. Very true. So this event is on March 19th. Now, Kyle, we're going to run out of time, and I've got another guest later on, so I'm going to have to cut you guys short. But
Filibustered,
yeah. What can we do?
March 19th, Mary, and so the hope is we'd like, if there's any company out there that, you know, has some interactive idea that they would like to show their, you know, skill sets and jobs off to these junior high students, let us know. It's not too late. We're getting, I think, about a week away from the cutoff time. But also, if you are a parent that is a junior high student on March 19th, be sure to ask them about this day when they get back, you know, from this experience, because I think it's going to be a really neat time for them.
It'll be exciting. They'll want to tell you what happened at school today. Nothing.
This day they'll
have something to talk about.
We sure hope so. And some employers are using it to highlight career, you know, professions that are kind of in crisis. You know, I know Klingner's, for example, is bringing some surveying equipment. And I think they said last year there was zero people who in the state of Illinois who took the state surveying test. And the average age of a surveyor is well into their 50s. And so, you know, that's a profession that's highly needed. So, you know, even though they do all sorts of different things, they understand, hey, this is going to be, you know, this is vital to business. You know, and vital to construction, and there needs to be a need. So they're identifying that and making sure that they bring that so that students are able to see it, and maybe that'll spark their interest.
Yeah, George Washington was a surveyor. And again, you probably can have various levels of education to become a surveyor, and as you continue in your career field, you can get more and more education and rise through the ranks. But I don't know, is that something you could start out doing right when you graduated from high school? Do they have an apprenticeship? I don't know, but that'll be something to find out.
Absolutely.
Do I have to have college? Can I start right away and learn on the job? Can I get my education in tandem? Yeah, if you know, we've heard about the nursing crisis for years. We know there's a teacher shortage, but there are some of these other professions that kids don't even know. They don't even know what a surveyor is, you know, and so teach them that. There might be somebody who says, hey, I kind of like math and science, and this might be a way to do it rather than being an accountant.
Right.
Be outdoors.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you, Taylor Rakers. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for taking it easy on me as well.
Oh, well, you know, I would have been hard on Kyle, but he's here with his bodyguard, you, so I just take it easy on him.
The method to my madness, Mary.
Great River Economic Development Foundation, always working to make sure our workforce is ready, and that great people like Taylor, who grew up here, went away for school and came back, have a chance to have a job here in Quincy. And that's what it's all about. So I thank you both. Kyle, was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, Career Spark, okay. March 19th. We're excited to partner with Junior Achievement.
Okay, fantastic. I'll let both of you go now, and then our next topic will be about the Shamrocks down in Hannibal. They're having a fundraiser for their school. But first, we have to head up to the IRSA Farmers Cooperative and say, what's happening on the farm markets today? Brought to you by Rex Battery, F&T Livestock, and Calcium Products. Minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. And if you wonder if that hypnosis can work, it can work for you. I have been hypnotized before, and it did help me reduce cravings. It was so weird. Fried chicken and Krispy Kreme donuts, there for a while. It wears off eventually. But for about 2 years, I could really avoid cheesecake, fried chicken, and Krispy Kreme donuts. And, you know, if you can get three bad things out of your life, you can lose some weight. It also helps when you're smoking, but I never had that problem. Amber O'Donnell joins me via the phone lines. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Are you on speakerphone?
Yes. Should I take it off the speaker?
You should take it off the speaker, yeah. There you go.
Okay. We're
okay.
Off, we're
oh, that's
off.
That's
that
so much
reception?
Better. Oh, that's better. That's better. Thank you so much. Hey, listen. Amber is here to talk about the Holy Family School auction. Holy Family, home of the Shamrocks, is in Hannibal. And every year they have a big auction dinner to raise money for that private Catholic school. But you don't have to be Catholic to go there. It's a private school. They accept anyone into their ranks. And so first we're going to learn a little bit about Holy Family School. And then we're going to learn about this great auction, because there are some items on this auction that I'm sure people will want. And if you hear little tweaks in the background, it's because Amber is a busy mother. So her kids may want to be part of the Mary Griffith Show as well, and we'll just let them if that's what it takes. Amber, tell us about Holy Family School.
Yes, ma'am. So Holy Family School's in Hannibal, and we have our enrollment right now is 124 students. So we are growing, but pretty steady. We are in an older building, so we have definitely the need for a big fundraiser every year, which is our auction. So we're excited to talk to you today. And yeah.
Well, it's a great school. Like you said, it's an older building right there on Broadway. It's got a nice gym attached to it. You know, all these facilities are older and aging, and a lot of maintenance work needs to be done. And, of course, one thing that happens, there's always something new in science and technology that needs to be taught to children. And so if you're going to have a K through 8 program, you've got to make sure that these children are well prepared to move on to high school, whether they go to Hannibal High or Quincy Notre Dame or go to some kind of military academy. Wherever they go, they want to be well prepared at Holy Family School. And so not unlike many other schools, they have a big fundraiser every year, and it's coming up on March 15th. That's a Saturday night. And tell us all about it, please.
Oh, yeah. So we're kind of doing some different things this year. It's always a dinner auction, and we've been doing that for about 25 years. But this year we're doing a St. Patrick's Day theme. It's at the Admiral Kuntz Armory in Hannibal, right on Warren Barrett. We've got a couple of bands. We've got an Irish ragtag band and the Riverland Jam Band. We've got an Irish theme meal. We'll have, of course, our live auction and some silent auctions and raffles, but we're going to kind of do, like I said, the St. Patrick's Day theme, so wear your green, pretty casual, but some fun games, maybe a costume contest. So it's kind of like our usual dinner auction, but we're just kind of adding a little St. Patrick's Day theme, because it kind of goes along with the Shamrock mascot that we have at Holy Family.
Absolutely. I love your mascot, the Shamrocks, and my godchildren went there, and so I remember going to many a game, a baseball game or a basketball game, and rooting for the Shamrocks, which I think is an absolutely fabulous nickname for a school. Now, you talk about the meal, and it's catered by Hy-Vee, and they did some pretty good
Hy-Vee
things
Quincy.
There, yeah. So tell us a little bit, do you know what's on the menu specifically?
Yes, I do. So when I say like a St. Patrick's Day theme, what we've got is we've got like a beef stew, and we've got an Irish chicken, a shamrock salad, like a Bailey's brownie for dessert, and then we've got some cheesy mashed potatoes, green beans. So it doesn't have all the Irish flair. There are some, more of like your staples, like your potatoes and green beans. We'll have our beer. Golden Eagle's going to supply the beer. We've got a wine pull, some other drinks, but all that is included with, the music and everything for $50. So it's a really good value.
It is a great value. And like you said, you can't have an Irish meal without like the shepherd's pie, beef stew, and the mashed potatoes. That just goes without saying that you're going to have that. And the green beans, I mean, what other color bean would there be for an Irish feast
but a
green bean? I think it's great. Also, I'm very familiar with the Irish Ragtag Band, and I guess they'll be performing early starting at 5. And they are a group of people who play all the traditional Irish things. They'll have the penny whistle and the Julian pipe, and they'll have a boron and, all kinds of different, Irish instruments, as well as their wonderful voices. I'm not familiar with the Riverland Jam Band. Are they a local group as well?
They're a local group, and they're somewhat, they're kind of new. I think within the past year they formed maybe from some bands that were kind of, had maybe split up. So they're newer, but they kind of play like your classic rock. And I think they've got five musicians in their band. So it's kind of new. So it'd be something fun to check out.
Yeah, and they're going to play from like 8 to 10. So this is a whole evening of entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And our live auction, the main event kind of is the live auction, and that's going to be from 7 to 8. So that's kind of in between our two bands. So yeah, it is. It's a big night, and it's a lot of fun.
Let's talk, Amber O'Donnell, about some of the items on that live auction, if you don't mind, because there are people who go every year, and their whole interest is being the one that walks away with the granddaddy prize of them all, depending on what you consider the granddaddy prize of them all. So what kind of big items do we have on that live auction?
Yeah, so, we've got our big ticket items every year. We've always got the sports tickets, so like your Chiefs, your Cardinals, your Blues. We're maybe looking to get some Royals tickets this year. And then you've got like your handmade, like wooden furniture. Those are always some unique pieces put in by our parishioners. And then I think one of the highlights, we've got a really neat German dinner that one of our parishioners donates. And then we've got a local chef. His company's called Vinnie and Sons. He's going to do a prime rib dinner with our priest at one of, it's like a really cool, it's a local mansion here in town. So that's a highlight. And then as far as people at our school, they really appreciate the opportunity to do what we call like name the school lane. So there's a street in between our school and our church. And I know, Mary, you and I had talked about this. It's been different things over the year, whether it's Mizzou or Illinois or like Shamrock Lane. So it's just kind of a neat thing that our parishioners and our school families appreciate. And of course, all the money goes back to the school. So there's things for everyone, and then things for maybe more people at the school would appreciate. But yeah, there's some unique
items. There's something
items.
For everybody. So if you're a Shamrock, you'll find some Shamrock-themed things. And if you're not a Shamrock, you'll find things like prime rib dinners and handmade furniture and sports tickets that you can also bid on. But that lane attitude, I know the old Father Mike Quinn, I used to argue with him all the time because he was such a big Mizzou fan. And I used to say, Father, one of these days I'm going to win the lottery, and you're going to have to paint that whole street bright orange for Illini Lane. And, he said, you give me enough money, I'll even do it. He said, but I won't walk over it. He said, I'll walk all the way around the block and come in the door the other side. That's what he said. So I like the fact that the Germans can never leave the Irish alone. Even on a St. Patrick's Day theme, somebody's auctioning off a German dinner. I tell you, if I wasn't a quarter German, I would take offense to that, because we're always laughing here in Quincy. our biggest St. Patrick's Day event is held by a German church. So, you know, we just...
Oh my gosh.
When you've got as many Germans as you have in Hannibal and Quincy, you know the Irish are outnumbered. You know the Germans are always going to be working their way in. I think a woman named O'Donnell should not be allowing that, but that's okay. I know you want to raise money for the school. You can't fight every fight. So how do we get tickets to this shindig?
Yeah, so I can give you our website. So the website is holyfamilyschoolhannibal.schoolauction.net. That'll take you right to the link, and you can buy your tickets there. An easy way also is just to call the parish here in Hannibal, 573-221-1078. Tell them you want tickets, and they can put you in contact with me, and we'll get you signed up.
Okay, give us that number one more time.
So the number is 573-221-1078.
And repeat the website for us again.
Yes, so the website is holyfamilyschoolhannibal.schoolauction.net.
Okay. Amber, it's been delightful. Your children were so well behaved during the whole shoot match. I can hardly imagine how patient they have been. Thank you so much for letting us know about this, folks. $50 gets you in to the St. Patrick's Day themed Shamrock Special, Saturday, March 15th. From 5 to 10, a wonderful, wonderful dinner with Irish beef stew and cheesy mashed potatoes and Bailey brownies. And, of course, adult beverages are also part of the entertainment that night, in addition to the Irish Ragtag Band and the Riverland Jam Band. But by and large, if you want to get some of these great items, get there, support the local school. It's really a great school. All three of my godchildren are graduates of Holy Family School, so we're excited about that, and I'm so glad that the tradition continues. You have a great day, Amber. Kiss those babies, and I hope for the best for you for March 15th.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mary Griffith Show again. If you need tickets for the Shamrock Holy Family Dinner and Auction on March 15th, they're only $50. Call the Holy Family School in Hannibal at 573-221-1078. Tomorrow we're going to have a special Mary Griffith Show. We're going to learn about RSVP. This is fantastic. If you're a senior out there and you want to volunteer, this is the way to go with RSVP. Then on Wednesday, a nurse practitioner who specializes in colorectal cancer awareness, Lori George, will be my guest Wednesday on The Mary Griffith Show. Phyllis Robertson stops by Thursday morning. She's going to talk about the Symphony Chorus. And I'll be darned, it's a Broadway show tune special, and I can't go to it because I have another commitment. It's driving me crazy, but, you know, just too many things to do on certain nights. What can I say? But that will be fun on Thursday. You can learn all about it. Then on Friday, Kathleen Helsebeck, the head librarian in Quincy, will be here, and she'll be talking about everything that's happening at the Quincy Public Library. Don't forget, you can always listen to The Mary Griffith Show live or join our podcast streaming later in the day at WTAD.com. And if you'd like to be a guest on The Mary Griffith Show, if you've got something you'd like to talk about, a charity work or anything like that, just give me a call, and I'll be happy to have you on.